From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The so-called Syrian Electronic Army can add a few notches to its hacking belt, one for the Washington Post, one for CNN, one for Time magazine. Several media companies have already been hacked this year, with evidence pointing to the group supportive of the Syrian president. This was different, though. Rather than target a specific media company, hackers apparently went after a third-party service that many websites use called Outbrain. Chester Wisniewski is our friend at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. He says Outbrain tries to keep you on a website with links related to the article you're already reading.
When you're finished reading it, it'll say, oh, if you like this story, here's other things that the Post has published that are similar that you may want to read about. And that's kind of the service these guys provide. And so the attackers were able to compromise that service and inject some computer code to redirect visitors to their website.
Wisniewski suspects hackers may have gained access to Outbrain with a so-called phishing attack, getting someone to click on a bad link in an email. He says the best defense against hacking is still good employee training. Also, engaging third-party companies like Outbrain can pose an issue for company security.